You're listening to SBS News.
Canada says it's got intelligence that Iran shot down the Ukrainian airliner that crashed near Tehran earlier this week. The Ukraine International Airlines flight had left Tehran bound for Kiev when it crashed shortly after takeoff, reportedly after attempting to turn back. Among the over 170 people killed was 63 Canadians. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is calling for an investigation into what caused the crash.
We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional. This new information reinforces the need for a thorough investigation into this matter.
The comments came shortly after US media reported Iran had shot down the plane, but did so accidentally. When asked about the reports, United States President Donald Trump didn't directly confirm them, but strongly hinted at it.
Well, I have my suspicions. It was very, I don't want to say that because other people have those suspicions also. It's a tragic thing when I see that. It's a tragic thing. But somebody could have made a mistake on the other side.
Iran has denied a missile strike was the cause of the crash, declaring that such a scenario cannot be correct. In a statement, the country's transport minister said,
"Several internal and international flights were flying at the same time in Iranian airspace at the same altitude of 2,440 metres. This story of a missile striking a plane cannot be correct at all."
The Transport Ministry says Iran and Ukraine are in the process of analysing the black boxes retrieved from the crash site. Mr. Trump says he wants their content made public.
At some point they'll release the black box. Ideally, they'd get it to Boeing, but if they gave it to France or if they gave it to some other country, that would be okay, too. I think, you know, ideally that will be released. I have a feeling that something very terrible happened.
Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran following last week's killing of top Iranian military general Qassem Soleimani. The targeted drone strike was approved by Mr. Trump. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says the significant spike in tensions that followed the killing is a result of recklessness by Mr. Trump and his administration.
I do not believe, in terms of what is in the public domain, that they have made the country safer by what they did. We must avoid war. And the cavalier attitude of this administration, It's stunning.
And as this student suggests, there's a similar sentiment on the streets of Tehran.
It's better this way than the other way round. War is not something like a video game. It's not a game you can play to win. There is no winner.
Evan Young, SBS News.